audience really understand the scale of the impact you've had. I know you wouldn't consider yourself done, but even in these early stages, what's the net result or net impact of what you guys have built out so far?
As you know, that we focus on currently about 14 divisions within North America. Currently, we are showing a savings of over $300,000 per month, which is roughly about 15% savings overall.
And then does that have any impact with the parent Samsung or Samsung Korea?
So we've been talking more about not only just the savings that we are bringing, but also our process and sharing and collaborating overseas so we can all learn from each other. The community that we have built in North America is also on a daily interacting overseas on what they are dying to do and bringing some of the best practices to them.
I think a lot of organizations are also worried about, how hard or difficult it might be to get a new FinOps practice going. So, they're often asking about time to value or the adoption of these new processes. Can you share any insights on how long it took to get your FinOps implementation going, to getting those initial results?
When we started our FinOps practice, we understood that we are working in a very complex environment where each divisions are at a very different maturity level. So, what we wanted to start with quick wins, and more important, with that quick wins, we started to see more collaboration and discussion with the business unit who all are interested to what we have achieved so far. And then with our what we did was we started to build a very structured and scalable FinOps framework within the Samsung to and we continuously iterating that that would enhance the collaboration with the business unit. Initially, it was we had to force our say for example force our ourself into having sharing the insights and reports and dashboards with the business owner. But over time, as they see the value of what you are trying to bring as a FinOps community, more and more free conversations started to have, and the collaboration of what one division is doing is shared with the other division. And the more important things started to come in when we actually start aligning the business matrix and the KPIs with the FinOps. So we understood where the business unit KPIs lies in terms of cloud costs or technology costs. So we started to bring those into a KPI and start measuring that. So they are able to report that back or measure that. And if they are outside their budget or they need a better forecasting, they will come to us and we'll work with them to achieve those KPIs.
Let's talk a little bit about what's next for the Samsung FinOps journey. What else are you guys looking to do or bring in going forward?
Sure. As you know, there's a lot of work that is happening around the AI, whether it's research, whether it's solving a new use case, a deployment regarding enhancing customer service or reducing cost. Or even growing of our business growth perspective, most of the focus is around GPU, and that's where my team is now focused on GPU optimization as number one. And we also have a lot of containers in Kubernetes environment, which we have not tackled so far. So that will be the next thing that we'll focus on, focusing on the container cost and over the next year.
And then finally, for any of our audience who's really just thinking about getting started with FinOps, what words of wisdom would you have for them?
At Samsung, when we started the FinOps community, our quick win or first thing we did was to more focus on the rate optimization. That gave us a quick win, and that was well celebrated within the division who are all suffering from the cost. So after that, we more focused on enablement and collaboration, where we spend a lot of time helping business unit to understand their costs through their reporting and customized dashboard. And then as much time we spend with them to explain them what their trends look like on a monthly basis, more and more engagement started to come from their side. So I would focus on enablement and collaboration as much as you can. And at the end, I would say that you celebrate not just savings or something, but you celebrate the entire process of FinOps, and you will see that people will get more engaged to understand what you're doing and how you're helping them. One other thing we did was we aligned the business KPIs with the FinOps community. So that helped us to have the business unit come to us with their KPIs, and we were able to support them.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Prashant. I'm so glad to have you on, and this is a great conversation. I know a lot of companies are going through similar challenges. They're thinking about what they should be doing. So again, thanks so much for your time, and have a wonderful day.